couldn't ask for a better club, to be fair. You know, you look at, I know what, quite a lot of the players who were there. You know, Jason, I had J-Bo when I was at Rotherham, Crezzy when I was at Rotherham. Birdie, he was with me when we were at Hartlepool and got me some goals there. So there's, I've got quite a few players. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, and obviously it's happened quite quickly. How did the move come about?
Yeah, it was. It's surprising. You know, a mate of mine who's an agent put a phone call into Matt. And next thing I know, we've had a chat. I've met the chairman and Matt last night, had a chat, and everything was done, you know, very, very quickly. And hopefully, you know, we can go on and get what the club really deserves, and that's getting promotion and getting out of this league.
Yeah, and it's certainly an ambitious club. What were the main things that attracted you to the club in the first place?
Well, the quality of the players, you know, obviously there's one or two areas that we need to look at and strengthen very, very quickly. But there's a lot of players in there. You know, the chairman is so enthusiastic of what he wants for the club. I mean, you know, his energy and enthusiasm straight away, I thought, you know, he's a guy I can work for, you know, get on well with. So we're looking forward to the challenge, and it'll be a big challenge.
And as far as the coaching staff is concerned, are you looking to bring in sort of your own people?
Yeah, I'll have a little look. Obviously, you know, there are people at the club at this present time. But, you know, I would like to bring my own staff in. But I'll have a look at things on Saturday and then probably take it from there early next week.
I was going to ask you about Saturday. What will your role be? Will you be watching from the stands, or will you be straight down getting stuck in the dugout?
Well, it's difficult. It's a difficult one because, you know, having not seen the lads play properly, I've watched a few DVDs of the team. I'll be sat in the stand. I'll just have a look at it and have a look at the players, see what their attitudes are like. But if things aren't going too good and I need to do something about it, then obviously it'll be very, very difficult to keep me sat in the stands. I'll have to go down and say something to somebody and get it sorted.
And obviously you've won promotions in the past. You've won back-to-back promotions with Rotherham. What kind of ingredients are needed to take a club up to the next level?
Well, good players is a big thing. 100% commitment from everybody. And in all walks of life, you need that little bit of luck as well. But the setup behind the scenes is so important. You know, that's the part where, you know, oh, we're short of a player. We need to get him. And can we do that? And the chairman, you know, has done his utmost to help all the managers that have been at the club. So it's great to have a chairman who can, not that I'm going to be saying, look, we need another 7 or 8 players. I mean, we've got enough players. I would imagine another 2 or 3 at the most will make us competitive at this league level.
Yeah, and it's 6 months, obviously, since you left Hartlepool. How much has that sort of whet the appetite to get back into the game?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's nothing worse when you're out of work as a manager. You know, you go watching games, but during the summer, there's not too much to do. I mean, I've been brilliant around the house. I think my wife will be probably glad I'm out of the house now. You know, she's had me washing. I don't do the ironing. There was no way I was going to do that. But I kept myself busy that way. But I've got an academy as well in Rotherham for 4 to 14-year-old kids. So I've done a lot of work there.
So a relief for you and your wife then?
Definitely for the wife, that's for sure. But no, but it's just nice to be able to get back on the training ground and get involved in the day-to-day atmosphere that with the players and to improve the players. That's the big thing, you know, getting the players in, trying to get the best out of them. And, you know, as long as they give me 100% every game, you know, that 100% desire and commitment, you know, you might be having a bad game with your passing or things aren't going quite well, but it doesn't stop you from running about and making it difficult for other players.